Let's go ahead and get started here with our Indiana Jones Pulp Adventures. We are heading into session 5.
Dun, da, 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 da.
And let's have an introduction of our characters yet again. Go ahead, John.
I'm playing Louis Lamont, prize fighter, and also auto mechanic. Excuse me. And want to be vigilante these days. And let's see, his shtick is extraordinary trivial knowledge. This comes from the fact that he's always at the library reading something or reading magazines. He just sucks up all this knowledge. His flaw is that he can never say no to a damsel in distress. And he has skills of martial arts, boxing, and he's a mechanic. And he knows a little Italian on the side.
And Kim.
Okay. Yes, my character is Lancia, and she is basically a car thief. You know, so if someone wants a car, she can steal it for them and kind of fix them up. And her talent is lock picking, and she finds herself in a lot of trouble. You know, if she's not driving the car into a body of water, you know, people are after her. I'm having her raided and things like that. So
completely circumstantial, not your fault at all.
Kind of had a rough time of it.
I think you also have your marble scrambled.
I do.
And Todd.
Randall Sage, son of a gambler, blessed or cursed, depending on how you want it, with dumb luck. Currently a private detective after dropping out of criminology at the local college.
All right, sounds good. Let's have just a little bit of a recap. And Kim, why don't you start off the recap from what you can remember?
Yeah, it turned out that I had a concussion from the car accident. And I know at some point we went to a restaurant. We overheard the man that I recognized from my mother's former job making a deal with some actors and actresses with a film studio. And so I was able to go over to them and kind of talk to them about basically what bad news he was. I was also in disguise because some people were after me. I do remember that. I had a wig on and some clothes that I borrowed from a sorority house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had opened up the safety deposit box and realized we had a grade A can of worms. We had dirt on anyone and everyone seemed to be dirty.
Yes, and then there was also a pocket watch.
Yeah, which I think had
from the the cemetery.
That's right.
I believe.
Yeah. The mortuary we got from, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from the personal right. effects. And yeah, and the thing is, my cousin, who was assassinated, was going to take his evidence to the local local feds, and that's when he was killed. So my thinking is that everyone in this town is dirty. We can't take it to anyone in this town. We just end up on the slab ourselves. We got to get more evidence though. We don't have enough yet. And there's that warehouse we need to investigate.
Among the pile of evidence that we have, was there anything involving the attorney general for the state?
That's who he was going to talk to. Exactly. He had made arrangements to talk to him.
If there was no dirt, then maybe he was got to before that, or worst case paranoia, because, hey, that's what way we think. It turned out that the kingpin of the dirt is actually the DA, but we don't know.
For we know, his secretary or one of his assistants are in on it, and they found out, and word got out. I mean, I'm just going to assume that everyone's dirty. We can't trust anyone. We need to go to J. Edgar himself.
No, especially that accountant.
Yeah.
But my Jewish accountant friend, he's cool.
I know, the weasel guy.
Oh, the other one.
The restaurant, yeah.
Who's schmoozing with the actors and actresses. Okay.
We know that the banker at the bank where I got the safe deposit box from probably called and contacted somebody. So I'm sorry, Mrs. McGillicuddy, but if they trash my place, it's not my fault. She's my landlady. You know, and we can't go back to anyone's place because I can't go back to work because they'll be waiting for me.
And we pretty much have ourselves in a corner there.
And I don't remember where we are. Where are we? Still in the car?
I thought we rented out a hotel. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we were at the hotel, and the rooms were connected. There was a door.
That's right. And that's when we come to realize, okay, we've been nailed to the wall, and they're ready to use the screws.
You're at the Ridgemont in Bankhurst. It is a basically a business class where you can rent out day or week or month at a time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely under assumed names.
The other thing is, you only know for sure that one of you is actually been ID'd. One of you they have a description of, and then one of you they have nothing on. So, like John, your character, as far as you know, is actually completely safe walking around.
Except I got my cousin's safety deposit box out.
That is true. And you visited the funeral home. So if anyone's been watching for those things, yeah, that could have put you on the radar. But otherwise, you're the one that's most able to move around. Now, Lancia, with a disguise, since all they're going off of is a description, may also be okay as long as she's disguised.
Mm-hmm.
And the third of your trio, however, is being actively looked for by the police.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm the nice one.
Well, they probably have pictures of you, too, from your days in the fraternity. You know, there's that one frat party.
And from the newspaper reports, you're not being looked for as in you've committed a crime. They actually have a suspicion that you may have been abducted or you may have been a witness to something. So it's not like you're a wanted criminal, but people are looking for you.
Yeah, or I can totally see as a cover. They're saying we pulled his car from the river, but we can't find the body.
Yeah. No. And I think we need to lay low.
Yeah, but I think time is not necessarily on our side.
No, but we definitely need to get to that warehouse. And I'm trying to remember, what was at the warehouse again?
I don't think we know, which is
You just have paperwork from the bank vault that it is a piece of property that he owned.
Oh, my cousin owned. Okay.
Correct.
Well,
I think if we rest up, get Lancey on the mend, and check that out, preferably after hours. There wasn't anything like a key to the warehouse or a key in the personal effects for your cousin, was there?
I point to everything I took out of the box. There was no key in there, so. Well, I look at his personal effects. His personal effects, was there a keychain or a key to his personal effects?
Yeah, he does have a keychain. House keys, office keys, perhaps. Several keys.
Yeah. Anything that says master lock? No.
Well, warehouses do have conventional doors. It wouldn't hurt to check it out. And preferably, if we could do it without breaking in, that would be a nice thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, we just have to hope one of them works.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we got the room for the night, I think, did we? Or did we get it for
definitely more than one day? Because we wanted Lancia to get some rest. Because we're gentlemen and scholars.
I do believe that some of you are still wounded. Maybe only Lancia.
I was wounded, but I may be on the mend. Let me take a look at my notes real quick.
At the end of last session, we made a backbone roll to see if anyone healed.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Lancia, it was downgraded. No, upgraded. or whatever. You know, basically she got better.
It was made less severe.
Yeah.
I don't have anything, so I'm assuming I'm down to bruises.
From my notes, it's only Lancia who still has a light injury and everyone else is healed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I seem to remember.
Yep. So we get a good rest. We have a good breakfast. Not here in the hotel. Maybe here in the hotel. We'll go down and have breakfast.
Less on the street good.
So do you check out as well, or are you going to keep the place until the noon that you rented it for? And yes, they do have an attached restaurant that has a fairly nice diner.
I think we should definitely use this as our base of operations. What I would like, if Louis feels adventurous, would be to check out the warehouse district. Not be a hero, but see if there's like old security that patrols the place. So if we come back at night, I don't want to be caught flat-footed.
Yeah.
You up for that?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll let Lancia take, you know, rest up and we'll head on out.
Oh, yeah. We can go over all these details. Maybe there's something we missed the first time around.
Of course, now I'm regretting the paint job on the car.
Oh, yeah, it kind of stands out.
Well, I didn't do it.
But, I mean, there are plenty of cars near the hotel if we need a different one, more inconspicuous.
You're compulsive.
You rest. We'll let Randall do the BNE this time on the car. Don't you know a hot wire car?
Why would I? I owned one. Why would I want a hot wire one?
Okay, I know a hot wire car. I'm a mechanic. I'm a mechanic.
Yeah. The less breaking of the law, the better. Really.
Yeah. Okay. Well. You get yourself to bed, and we'll head on out, and we'll do a drive-by just to check the area out. Or maybe we'll pull up someplace and then just do a stroll-by.
Okay, maybe. And just real quick, just to make sure I understand what's going on, do you check out of the hotel or not?
We stay.
Yeah, we're going to stay. But, you know, this is, what, tonight we're going to do it, or tomorrow we're going to do it? When are we going to do the...
You will tell me after we get back.
Tell you what, the warehouse? No, okay. When are we doing the warehouse drive-by? Tonight? Tomorrow?
During the day, maybe the evening, at the end of the business day.
Okay. So tomorrow then. All right, yeah. So we're saying...
Well, we can break in at night if we know that there's not going to be any security breathing down our neck.
Yeah. Well, we'll do the we'll do the drive-by during the... I look, I'd rather do it tonight. That way we know we can break in tomorrow night. Because you said time's of the essence. Well,
Well, look, I'm not going to hold a gun to your head. So if you want to try to accelerate things, that works too. I'm going to go over these papers. There's just a mountain of this stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I'll help you with that. We'll do this tomorrow. All right. Yeah.
What? Okay. Maybe I'm time shifting. I thought we were already at breakfast.
Yeah. It's 8 a.m. You spent the night with Lancia healing up. Well, all of you healing up, really, that were injured.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure that. I thought we were still, you know, about to go to bed.
Oh, no. You guys checked in.
That's my mistake. Slept all night. Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably right. My first decent night of sleep in a while.
Mm-hmm. You snore.
Okay.
But anyway.
Fair enough.
All right.
All right. So, yeah. So I've had a chance to sleep and kind of shake it off a little more.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're doing it, what, every 24 hours or 72 hours?
Not having a lot of action and you're just resting every 24 hours, after every sleep period, I'll let you roll.
Oh, so she should roll now then.
So you're going to basically take it easy for another day? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, we're going over these papers. It's, yeah. Oh, no, she, sorry.
Yeah, I probably will. Just to be totally safe.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a backbone roll then.
Roll low.
Okay, yeah, my backbone is 57. I think that was a 58.
Yeah, just one over, but not bad.
No.
Something to spend a point on?
You can't spend points to adjust rolls.
Ah.
Yeah, I'll just...
It's just a failure. So, I mean, you still have just a light wound come next morning. Mm. But a light mood isn't bad. I mean, essentially, it's aches and pains and maybe a headache, but you're okay otherwise.
And the worst of it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more concussion anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And we're busy looking over the paperwork. So what are you looking for, Randall?
Connections, people to watch out for. If I had a ball of red yarn, I'd probably be marking up the wall. Trying to put it all together and come with a big picture to what's going on, because it's like a web of stuff. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So the studio is trying to basically just take over for whatever reason.
But there's also a lot of movers and shakers from the local area. And I don't know if they're trying to get involved in the studio, if the studio's like just built on dirty money and it's just a front. There's a lot that needs to be sussed out about this.
Yeah. In history, there was a lot of fallout for a lot of East Coast movie studios. They basically couldn't compete with the low taxes and good weather and sunny skies in California.
Oh, there was also the whole thing about the film process and all of that being owned lock, stock, and barrel by Edison. And most of the movie companies were rogue at the time. They were producing films without paying him a kickback.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just actually saw a nice little film about Biograph. Basically, the guy who started Biograph was he worked for Edison. So he reinvented movie film. For Biograph, 68mm.
Yeah. So are you going to just spend the night relaxing then and going over what you have?
Well, or do you want to spend the day doing research and trying to piece this all together? And then, depending if we get a revelation or not, we might act upon that. But come dinner time, we'll probably get fed and do some reconnaissance.
Okay, well, it doesn't net you anything more to continue to stare at it. I mean, your rolls from last time are what you got. Yeah. I mean, it just shows a picture of a larger corruption where movie theaters, the moneyed families and politicians and law enforcement are all in on this. It's what's driving property prices up, which is making a lot of people homeless. The industry is also fairly unregulated, so it's causing a lot of pollution as well. There are several industries that started up to make the film, for instance. The film is actually, the process creates a lot of waste. It's also quite flammable.
Yep, nitrate stock.
Now, as long as it isn't anything ludicrous like setting the river on fire.
Not yet. That'd be something, though, wouldn't it? All right, so I guess we, after dinner, we do our drive-by.
And we can say that Lancia slept during the time you guys were doing the research, so that could have been her period of sleep, so she can join you for all this.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All the fun! Yep.
So you paid up in cash for another day then, and so that's what you do with the rest. So let's say we're getting, 10 o'clock at night is when you want to start out, or do you want to wait later than that?
Well, If we go out at 10, we got to dress up. So the hotel thinks we're going out to a...
To the warehouse mystery?
We can wear more mundane things underneath, but we, you know, if we're leaving at 10 o'clock, we're what, going to a party? You know?
Well, let's leave earlier then.
Mm-hmm. 8? 9?
Sure. But basically, after the dock workers and warehouse workers for the day, most of them have gone.
So something you can easily figure out by the address is the warehouse is on this side of the river, so the north side of the river, the more affluent neighborhood. So the warehouse is on this area. Pier Point is where it's going to be along Riverfront Drive. You can bet they're going to have better security. You can bet that police do patrols there, as most of the more costly merchandise come in on that side. So anyway, that's what you're looking at. So it's along Riverfront Drive, along Pier Point on the north side of the city. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So past the bridge or?
Oh, yeah. Past the bridge. It's on the point. So anyway, that's what you're going to be facing. You know that security is not going to be light. Likely police officers either on or off duty have been paid to make drive-bys around there.
Mm-hmm. We got the New Jersey plates on now, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah. So, but still it's a distinctive car. Is there, okay, here's a quick question. Is the point, are there any scenic drives in that area?
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
We have an excuse to be in the area then. We're just doing a scenic drive, looking at the lights.
Let's say at the point, at the very point, there's probably a long pier that has like a boardwalk where there are restaurants, fancy restaurants, and boardside attractions and acts and that sort of thing. Probably goes late into the night too, so that could be a destination.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's head on out.
All right, so are we in the candy apple red car?
Sure, it sounds subtle.
That seems like it'd be really conspicuous.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, the fact that it is so conspicuous might make you blend in this area. It depends on how you think about it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And are you all dressing up for the part, or?
We're not planning to break in tonight, so maybe we should at least look respectable.
Yeah, I think so.
Not party respectable, but like business respectable. Like we need to go to the warehouse because we're management kind of level. At least that's what works for me.
I don't have a tie. I don't have a decent suit jacket.
I'm just stacking modifiers here. So you're on your way. And John, make me a D100 roll.
Ooh, goody. 23. That should be good.
Okay. Traffic is light. You do pass a few police cars. So the Riverfront Drive and up to Pier Point is, in fact, patrolled quite regularly. You do see a lot of cars coming by. There are a lot of bars and there are a lot of late night establishments that are still open this time of night. There's dance halls. There's like the, you know, the dollar and dime cinemas, you know, not the big screen stuff, but the places that play shadier films, stag films, that sort of thing. So,
it's all pre-haze code.
Are you going directly to the warehouse?
No reason not to.
Yeah.
Well, the address is interesting. As you get to the pier side and you see the row upon row upon row of warehouses that are used to stock and store goods that come off of the ships, most of them are fairly packed tight together. There is chain link fences around everything. And you're following the address and you keep going and you keep going. And it's pretty close to the end of Pier Point off where you can see the boardwalk in the distance. You can see the carnival-like light and atmosphere going on. You can hear barkers calling out still at this time of night. The warehouse that your address is upon is by itself. It's secluded. It is gated. There are floodlights that are on. But there are no close neighbors, and the fence takes up quite a bit of area, with the warehouse kind of like smack dab in the middle of it.
Mm. Now, is it on a pier, or is it on? Or
how no, it's
it?
Before the pier.
No, no, I'm familiar with the kind of warehouses we have. Used to be here in Seattle, and they're all built out on piers.
Yeah, this is not. There is a pier close by, and actually it looks like one end of the gate does open out onto a pier, its own private pier, it looks like. But it's on the mainland itself with a pier jutting out from it.
Keep on driving, just looking at, can we get floodlights? Do we see anyone walking around?
Anything like yeah.
All right. Well, let's have you guys all just, you know, basically just give a good look over the place as you're driving by kind of slow.
What's that going to be? Instinct?
Yeah. Looking at things is almost always instinct.
Okay. Any modifiers?
Just straight up. The better the success, the better, the more that you'll see.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's pretty dang good.
I'm off to a wonderful start today.
If anybody makes a quarter of their roll, let me know. Otherwise, a quarter and then a half, or if it's just normal rating, below normal. Looks like a couple of you probably made it. How much did Louis make it by?
That's what I'm doing the math on right now.
I got a normal success.
I completely bombed it.
I got by it's the other way around. 19 divided by 20. I got 30%. So I'm not quite one quarter. I'm spending the half.
All right. So you're in the half. Okay. Well, except for Lancia, maybe Lancia is driving, or maybe you're not. Who is driving, actually? Lancia still has something of a headache. So maybe she's not the driver, or maybe she is.
Maybe I'm just focused on driving. I just don't observe much of anything else.
Sure. Okay. Lindsay is driving.
I actually like that.
Louis made it by a half. How about Randall?
Normal success.
Normal success. Okay. Well, Randall, you see the signs that declare that it's an electrified fence, private property, keep out.
Mm-hmm.
And John, I'm sorry, what's your character's name again? Louis.
Louis.
So Louis notices a couple of interesting things. There are some cameras hidden in rather inconspicuous places around the perimeter. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So this sort of puts like the late 20s then. There were actually video cameras around that.
The other interesting thing is the front gates, where you would expect there to be a padlock or a chain of some sort. There's not, but there's kind of a boxy kind of rectangle of metal. Like a metal shroud that's covering something. Maybe it's covering a lock. Hard to tell since you're looking from a car. But it's right center of the gates.
Mm.
Like where the lock would be?
Yeah, where a lock would be.
Got that weird number, 461.
What, you think might actually be a combination?
But I bet there's also...
And so you're slowly doing a drive-by, and the other thing that you all notice is this is kind of, again, there's not anything really close by to it. It seems to be up on a bit of property all its own.
Yep, and I bet there's a camera focused on the gate.
More than one. Multiple angles.
I point those out and said, yeah, those are some... I don't think they're Farnsworth. I think they're someone else. Farnsworth would be ginormous, so they're probably someone else's.
That's some pretty fancy stuff.
That's pretty fancy money. I mean, one of those cameras just sets you up for life. Sets you up pretty good for maybe for a year. I mean, those things are expensive, and they're using this to watch a gate. Someone's got money. Lots of it.
And they're very serious.
Rewind. Any signs?
They were not easy to see either. So you don't think they're fake.
Hmm. No, but they're probably bigger than what we consider video cameras. They would have to be bigger.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're just really well hidden.
Mm-hmm. Once I point them out, you see them everywhere. So they got all the sight angles picked out, looks like. You got a boat?
I think this is one of those, you have to be bold and go through the front, because if you do anything that looks overtly suspicious, you're going to alert a security guard somewhere.
Yeah. Did I notice any? There's probably power and telephone lines going into the place, right?
Actually, you don't see any lines going in, but that's not unusual. You guys get high weather conditions through here. A lot of the electrical lines are buried instead of above ground.
Also, low-lying cords tend to get in the way of things like moving freight.
Do you see a telephone line that goes into it?
Cutting that would be problematic. They might, check every so often, call in, check, and if line's been cut, time to come in with guns a-blazing.
Yeah, I really do think just driving up to the gate, breaking out the key ring, acting like we belong, no skulking about.
Mm-hmm. Now take a little moxie.
Hey, if you don't want your mug showing up on the camera, I can always do it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we're now driven past. Yeah, we're now driven past. And okay, but right now, we do it right now, we stand out. Because one of those cameras was looking at the road. So you see this drive on by. We come back.
Well, one pass isn't bad. One pass is, where's this place located? Second pass is, we're here because we mean to be. Two or three passes, we're casing the joint.
Well.
Now, on the other hand, the way that this cul-de-sac is designed, I mean, there's no one that can see you here other than whoever might be in the building.
Yeah, watching those cameras. So, Trivia Knowledge, is broadcast TV a thing, or is it still, in that experimental stage?
Nope, we had decided there is, in fact, broadcast television is really big right now.
Okay. Yeah, definitely alternate history.
Yeah. So entertainment, radio, television, movie theaters, bars, and sports events are all in abundance. Which means that even television sets are actually affordable by even like low middle class people.
Sure, they might be the size of a fishbowl, but
Well,
hey, Lance, here, just pull up to that gate. We can do this.
Okay.
If it's a remember 461.
I gave you a chance to vote, Louis. You lost it.
Yeah, 461.
All right, you pull right up. Nothing seems to change.
Let's get out and check this lockbox.
You do it yourself. I'll sit here and just nonchalant.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wait. In case things get real and we need to leave. So,
okay. So Randall, you're taking a look at that square box in the middle there. It actually has like a keyhole on it. There's also a reflective piece of, you could say glass, but it's actually kind of hard to tell. In modern parlance, it would be some kind of sensor, like square on top of this little metal box. And then, of course, like I said, the box itself has a keyhole on it.
Yeah, and I've given him the keys that I got off my cousin. So you have the key ring.
Yep, we'll go fishing for a key that looks like it might fit.
It takes a bit, but you do find one that unlocks the steel box. And underneath is a keypad. The numbers 1 through 9 with the 0 at the bottom. The buttons are round and, you know, very stiff tactile.
Okay.
4, 6, 1.
4, 6, 1.
Okay, it seems to need 4 digits, and I'll just you remembered it pretty well. It's 4619 was the number that were written down.
Sorry, that's right.
So there's a green light. There's a definite sound of like some solenoid somewhere being engaged. There's a chunk sound, and the gates swing open.
And I will pull one open, so Lancia can drive through.
Are they swinging open on the?
No, it's it seems to be on some kind of a track. I mean, it pulls itself wide open well enough for the car to go through.
Oh, fancy.
All right. Get in the car. It's on a timer.
I'm walking in, hoping that Lancia follows.
I will.
Okay. Once the car clears the gate closes on its own.
Yeah, that's not creepy, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there a box on this side?
There is not, but there is another one of those mirror-ish looking reflectors on this side.
Mm. It doesn't matter. We got the key. Oh, no. I have the key. Let's find that office door. Or if we can't find an office door, one big enough to pull the car inside.
There does seem to be like a roll-up kind of garage door style door on the front, as well as a normal door as well. So you go and look. The place is again illuminated by floodlights. Everything's locked down pretty tight. You also, Randall, notice something interesting. You were expecting, you know, the normal corrugated metal that these warehouses are made out of. You know, they're good at resisting the elements, but, you know, none too thick, none too fancy. Well, it looks like that, but then when you go to rattle the doors and to rattle the automotive entrance, it's a facade. There is a much heavier steel behind the corrugated front.
A armored building.
What the deuce? Well, let's go fishing for keys that open up the rolling door.
Well, you figure you got the key that got you in the box. It's probably one of the keys next to that key.
Give me an instinct roll, Randall.
Missed it by 2.
Oof.
Okay. Give me a second.
Time to roll a new character. No.
I've seen that meme.
And of course, I'm sitting in the car, you know. You hear the leather creak as I grip. I'm just thinking that someone's going to come out with Tommy guns blazing and that's it for us.
That's pretty valid.
I'm not paranoid. I know we're in deep doo-doo.
All right, go ahead and give me a backbone check.
I believe the word is failed that spectacularly.
Oh my, that's a bad break. So you go and you're trying to find a key that fits the door, and you stick it in the key lock. You think you found the key that looks about right, but then you try to jiggle the lock. All of you hear this. Basically, there's a gunshot. Randall, you just took a serious wound as a hidden barrel has just fired itself right into your chest.
Unless you want to play your dumb luck.
Yeah, I'd allow dumb luck.
Oh, holy hell.
Sure.
What I allow dumb luck to do is go ahead and just give me a D100 roll.
Right down the middle.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say happens. What's in your pocket that absorbs some of the blow, which is going to take it down to a medium?
My revolver.
Okay, yeah, bullet rings off metal, but I mean, it's still, it hits you right there where you have your gun under your arm. It would have been a heart shot for sure had that your revolver not been there. But as it is, it's still, it hurts a lot. You think you cracked a rib.
you know what? I'm pissed off. I clutch my stomach. I just say, God damn it. We're supposed to be here. Lay off.
Yeah, you yell that out, and you're noticing there's no reaction from inside. And actually, you can see a little bit of the gunpowder, and you observe that it was probably an automated defense. You're looking at, you can see the barrel embedded in the door. And now that you're looking at it a little bit closer, what you missed is there's the keyhole that you're working on, but then there's a hidden keyhole just on the opposite side of the door.
Oh. You hear from the car, Stan Armley.
Okay. And I thought Louis was paranoid.
Try that at arm's length.
Let's look for a few more gun ports before we try the other lock.
Actually, make a strength check for me.
Oh, man, you're using all my weaknesses. Attributes.
Is that a fail?
I'm pretty sure it is. Let me check.
Are you rolling twice?
Not double. Maybe I'm double clicking on the numbers. That's what's happening.
So was that a fail? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I've only got like a 34 strength. I am not the boxer.
So what's happening? I had you do this out of sequence, actually. So you actually go unconscious for a little bit, but your backbone check kind of snaps you out of it. Probably once you hit the ground, that woke you up. All of your ratings are cut in half for the time being.
Ouch. Yeah, I'm out of the car.
Yeah, it was a pretty significant, so even with it being dropped down to a moderate, I mean, you are sure you've got a cracked rib.
Yeah, like I said, I'm out of the car.
Change of
I'm
plan.
I'm helping him up. Yeah.
I'm just going to sit in the back seat now. I hand the key ring to Louis. So hit and lock. Other side.
Yeah. I look over. I he sort of points, and I okay, that's where. So, wish I had a stick and some gum. I check around. I see the hole, so I kind of figure out. Was it like covered over with like a little bit of plaster or something like that? Or
actually, it was just the door frame is it's kind of like a steel, you know, again, it looks like that corrugated metal, but a piece of the metal actually swings aside so that you can see another keyhole. Now that it was pointed out, it's pretty obvious, but you don't know that you would have caught it to begin with.
Yeah, so, you know, I swing the thing open at arm's length, try the key.
Okay. Again, you hear the sound of like solenoids firing off, and there's a really heavy ka-chunk sound, and the door opens.
I'll look over at them. Lancia, keep the motor running.
Okay.
Come on. Walk it off.
He's motioning at me?
Yeah.
When the door opens, is there enough space to drive the car in?
Oh, no, this is the side door. This is like the regular size people entrance.
Oh, because I was trying the roll-up door.
The roll-up door, I'm sorry, had no way to open it that you saw.
Ah, okay. My bad. Sure, I guess we have to walk. What in blue blazes is this?
It's the Batcave.
That's exactly what you say to yourself when you open the door. You're expecting a factory or a warehouse floor, you know, filled with boxes and containers. And what you see is like a shop floor just filled with electronic gadgets. The lights are blinking here and there. There are banks of monitors showing images from all around the city, including right outside of this warehouse itself. So you can see Lancia and the car just sitting out there idling.
I'm just walking in, looking around. What? Now, was there I hate to ask this question, but was there a costume vigilante in town?
This is where your particular knack comes in. As you're looking around, there's a couple of display cases that have like domino-style masks, a couple of purple fedoras and like opera capes, some very odd looking dress paraphernalia. And then you're remembering a couple of years before the war, there was a vigilante that was working out of the city, fighting crime and trying to actually did succeed in running out a lot of the local gangsters. It was only recently that another crime family has kind of taken up trade here in the city.
And then that's about when
this is a good 20 years ago though.
Yeah. When did my cousin get married?
About 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I look around. Is there like a button for the door to open up the
big, buttons aplenty. looking around, but
are they labeled a la Batman?
Yeah, sure. You find one for the carport. There's also one interesting that says elevator. Seems passingly interesting, but you push the button for the roll up doors, Lancia. So on the outside, the roll up doors part.
Mm-hmm. Part, okay. Not roll up.
No, they part.
Oh, by the way, is there a car there? And is it purple?
There is not a car, but suspiciously there's a space in the floor for a car.
Are there like little metal clamps in the floor?
There are.
I'm certainly, okay. Do you have a name for him or can I make up a name?
You can make up a name. Also, your relation is too young to have been this crime fighter, but his father might not have been.
Yeah. Oh, what would be good, you know, would he use purple in his name or would it be, what's another name for purple? Lavender. Anyone got a name? Is would go with lavender something, or would he just have? Or
what's the name of the bird that has purple and green hues in its black feathers?
The raven. I've seen some ravens with some beautiful plumage when you get catch their light right.
Works for me.
Yeah,
you're sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm going as they pull in. I'm just standing there, mouth wide open. And say, a little farther forward, Lancia. Okay, stop. Get out of the car. I'm looking at the clamps. Okay. I'm looking at the clamps. Are they lined up?
As the car kind of comes into place, actually, Lancia, you feel it as you're driving in. There seems to be little grooves on the floor where the car dips just a little bit. And then on the outside, Louis, you see clamps clamped down on the chassis and tires.
Oh, God.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car. I'll help Randall out after I push the button to close the door.
I'm just going to have a sit.
No, get out of the car. Over here.
I wasn't in the car. I'm, is there any safe place to sit around here?
Oh, there's plenty of places to sit.
Yeah, there's actually some sofas and some chairs around.
No one's seen this thing in 20 years. I look around and I see the button. There's got to be the button.
Oh, yeah. There's the mysterious button that says elevator.
Push the button.
Okay. You push the button and your car kind of revolves from front to rear. The whole floor kind of just turns. And there's another car that has taken the place of your car.
This is the first time you see me ever do this. I'm dancing like a little kid.
It's sleek. The colors are odd. Like you look at it from one particular angle, it looks black. But if you change the angle of your head just slightly, it looks blue. And then if you look at
it's iridium.
Straight on, it looks green.
It's the iridium paint job.
Wait. Louis? Your uncle was the raven?
You should have seen the cat.
I'm just bouncing around going, if I remember correctly, 74 confirmed cases went to court. at least 200 criminals left town. And then he just sort of vanished. That's when Uncle, I think Uncle passed away. Why didn't my cousin take up the mantle? Well, I know why he didn't take up the mantle. He had a kid. Chuck had got married. I got to check. Okay, I go over. If that's the car I'm looking at going, where are the door handles?
Yeah, you don't see door handles. You don't see keyholes. You don't see any way into the car at all.
I turn back around and look at the place. I think we have a place to stay tonight.
Did we take all the papers from the lockbox with us?
Because that other car is sure not going anywhere.
We don't want Consuela to, you know, to find it when she cleans the room, so we probably did. If I have to, I'll spend a point for that we took our stuff with us. Just so the main...
Yeah, I'm going to say you have to, because you had it all strung out on the walls with pins and yarn between everything.
Yeah, we put it all back in the folders, and it's sitting in the car. It's sitting in the car on the roof right now. We'll clean that when we bring it back the other way.
At least it wasn't a convertible. Well, hey, you guys go have fun. I'm going to look for anything that looks like a medical kit.
Look around. Look for caduces.
All right. So some of the things you find, yes, you do find a medical kit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a fancy one. It's got a lot of various drugs and plasters, etc. But it's still just a normal medical kit. Nothing fancy there, other than it being a pretty concise one, including things like antibiotics, needles, various
morphine, other
pharmaceuticals,
painkillers.
The other thing you find looking around, like where the costume items are displayed, are a number of large, kind of bulky belt buckles that have various switches and knobs on them.
Wait. I'm looking around, looking for, it looks like a raven feathers. That was one of his things that he could throw at people.
Sure, raven feather darts.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah, there was that one style of shuriken, which is basically just a pointed metal with a tassel on the end, so it'd go in one direction. I can't remember its name. It's actually a martial arts weapon. Definitely short range. Yeah, we find some raven feathers.
So, Lancia, what else do you find?
I'm still kind of freaked out about the car, I think. And the gunshot.
Yeah. No, it makes perfect sense. I hear Louis say that as he's... Go ahead.
Are there any cabinets or anything around here?
There are. The cabinets basically contain all kinds of stored food in cans and military surplus, like World War II era MREs.
World War One era, or no? Wait a second. He would have the
technology is a bit better than World War One because it's kind of timey-wimey.
Yeah.
not exactly.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, they're more like World War Two. Things are tinned. Things are the kind that you could powdered and can be reconstituted.
Okay, so there's like no drawers or anything. So I was just gonna search like the cabinets and everything, just make sure no one hid anything.
Give me an instinct roll.
When I passed.
All right. Well, on your pass, a couple of things that you do find hidden is that there is a lamination kit and some, there's some paperwork basically that you can use to mock up identifications. And there are a few in the drawers already. for things like city sanitation, office clerk from the town council. You even see like a G-man ID all set up.
Yep. And I think this is before pictures were put on IDs, though.
Yep.
Yep.
Like all the correct stamping and paperwork is there to make it all look official. And it's like a kit so that you can make other kind of passes and whatnot. The other thing you find is a bunch of odd looking guns.
Ooh.
That reminds me. I fish out old reliable. Is it busted and broke or did it do better than I did?
Dumb luck.
Yep, it's dumb luck. You just give me a roll and say high or low before you roll.
Well, we'll roll low since I've got my share of high ones.
I'm afraid that old reliable did its last reliable thing in keeping that bullet from going through your chest.
Well, that's cool, though. There's many other guns here, so...
Yeah, these guns are interesting. They don't seem to fire bullets. There are capsules that are fired from it. And it actually looks like the gun doesn't use like black powder, or it uses compressed air, compressed gas.
If I catch a glimpse of her holding one up, I go, don't fire that unless you want to be crying your eyes out for the next 15 minutes.
Oh, I probably will be. So yeah, I'll leave it alone.
So how's the morphine? I yell at this Randall.
Better. About ready to go dancing.
Yeah, if you shoot up some morphine, yeah, you feel better. Doesn't mean the stats improve, but you feel better about it.
Look around. This is the and how big is this warehouse? We're talking what, half a football field, or how big is this warehouse?
Well, the deed says that there's an acre of land that is owned. The fenced in area is about half an acre, and then the warehouse itself is about a quarter of that. But the land extends out onto the pier behind.
My eyes go wide, look around. Oh, wait a second, it's gotta be here. The Peregrine, and everyone's gonna look at me, going, "The what? The Peregrine? His speedboat. It's probably not in the water because that would just been disastrous. So it's probably in here someplace. We just haven't found it yet. We're just like in a little room section, aren't we? There's more to this building. Am I correct?
Probably. I mean, your car had to go somewhere, so there must be something under this building.
I'm looking over the picture and I've seen the two bat poles. There isn't like a cylindrical shaft tube and off one man sized tube in one corner, is there?
Sure, there is.
And there's got to be a place to sleep because, you know, I imagine Uncle would, Uncle Frank would lay up here sometimes. So it's got to be a place to sleep or something. There was at least two news reports he kept people reported. They were in the Raven Lair and they got to sleep here and rest up. So, you know, I don't see anything like that. So I go over to the tube and look at, is there a button next to it or something? Or,
Yeah, there is. Actually, wait, no, there is not. Actually, you don't see any kind of button or interface around. You do see more of those shiny glass like plates kind of embedded in the walls, like around where the poles are.
I wave my hand. Does it something happen?
Nope.
Maybe you need to lick it.
I think for a second that I look back at the door we came in. Now I'm checking around those little things. Is there any loose panels in the wall like there was for the pistol or the barrel?
No, it doesn't appear to be so. You can expect in the way that things have operated so far that there must be some kind of remote unit that opens things. And then, of course, you know, your eyes are drawn back to those odd belt buckles.
Yep. I go over to one and pluck it off the wall, walk over. And first I'm going to just like wave in front of the thingy.
friend, the little silver silver square.
Yep, that seems like it's enough. Just as it's getting near, you actually see like a little beam of light that makes contact with the glass plate, and like the floor kind of drops. So you now have like a fire pole heading down. Could have actually ridden that platform down, by the way.
Oh, okay. You know, it'd been neater than a fire pole. It drops down into a spiral staircase.
Can be both.
Yeah.
The pole goes down the middle, and then there's a spiral staircase around it.
Yep.
But yeah, it drops into another area below that you've got this kind of recessed lounge area. It's kind of a sofa recessed into the ground. There's bookcases. There's actually marbled walls set up here. It's all very homey looking. And then there's a passage off to the left where you can actually smell seawater.
The Peregrine.
Yeah, so you probably head off down. It's kind of a natural cavern here. And, you know, you come into like an underground dock. And there it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it has to be like the carved walls out of stone, because that's the only way that's got to be.
Exactly.
Oh my God, it's still in the water. It'll take me a month of Sundays to get that thing back and running. Or is it in the water? Or is it floating in the water? Or is it?
No, it's not. It's on a winch. So it's right on the dock, and you can see there's like a sloop where it can be rolled off into the water.
Yeah, although that car and this boat, they're all pieces of junk right now because they've been sitting here for 20 years. I don't know if Uncle has anything to keep them. Were they stored for 20 years, or are they just, all the seals are gone? I got to rebuild engines. Jiminy Christmas.
You're the genius. What happens when you hang a car upside down?
Yeah, I don't even want to know what's inside that underneath that hood. Oh, wait a second. I got the belt buckle. You see me walking, running up the stairs, you know. Belt buckle, go over to the car. Woohoo!
Yeah, you push a few buttons and you finally find the one, and the door is open.
Mm-hmm. And I sniff. What does it smell like?
It actually smells like new car. The car at least has been maintained.
How? Where did our car go? I look around. Is it in the pop the hood from the inside?
Yeah, it's on the ceiling, actually.
Dripping oil. Yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't actually been created to be this way. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I popped the hood on the car, and how's the engine look?
Immaculate, which brings about some questions. Because your relation was no mechanical guy. He was no automotive specialist. This car has been well maintained and has been driven recently too.
Mm. Do I remember any stories of the Raven having a sidekick?
He's had several, actually.
I wonder if the latest site, we're going to have a visitor soon. I say, closing the hood and closing the door.
That's great. I'm going to take one of these here sofas and give it a test drive.
Oh, no. Ignore the sofa. It's probably a bedroom back that way. And I gesture
sofa's good.
Yeah. I push the button and rotate the cars back around, so our car is back on top.
Yep. Yes, that's the other thing you notice is like the place is just well kept. I mean, there's not dust on the floor. You would expect it to be dusty if it's just been unmaintained for 20 years, but someone is maintaining the place.
I'm walking over to that because Lancia mentioned the food cabinet. I look at the food. I look at the tins. They're new, aren't they?
Within the last couple of years.
Well, Chuck had this key, so at least he would be coming here to check things out. But who else was coming here? Yeah, we're going to get a visitor. Someone may have realized, you know, they may have some doohickey. I hold the belt buckle up. They might know that we're here. So expect visitors. They may not be happy visitors. I stop and look and realize those TV cameras, right? I can see them.
Yeah. Some of them were on, not all of them, but some of them were on. And you begin to get an idea of how some of the pictures you found in the portfolios were taken. Again, some of these cameras are from downtown. Some of them are from inside the court building.
Oh, wow. I look for recording devices. Now, there's no videotape, but I bet there's a kinescope.
Yeah, unfortunately, you don't see any kind of storage media.
Yeah, so no kinescope.
You do find ways where, like, you can take, you know, like there is, you can take snapshots of what's on the screen, but there doesn't seem to be any way to store the images otherwise.
Yeah, so a kinescope is a film camera.
Yep, exactly. But there doesn't seem to be any hard storage going on here.
Yeah. Huh. So, rest up. Make yourself at home.
Snoring.
Yeah, he's already on the morphine. Yeah, of course you're out. I'm gonna head back downstairs, you know, and look around. I mean, is there a bedroom or maybe something akin to a, you know,
there is a bedroom that has, it's like rows of bunk beds. It can actually hold about 6 people in here.
Yeah. And I imagine if I go off another way, there's basically what is equivalent to a improv surgery. The Raven's been beat up more than once. There's got to be someplace for someone to stitch him up again.
Well, it seems to be doing dual purpose. It looks kind of like a chemistry lab as well, because you see things like Bunsen burners and beakers, but there is like a doctor's table here as well.
Mm. Well, I just know basic first aid. Do you want me to take a look at you? Are you okay? Oh, he's sleeping. Never mind. I'm not going to wake him up. Let him sleep. Well,
Nancy has been quiet.
Yeah.
You've just been... Actually, you know, your character has probably never heard of the Raven, except maybe where is the Raven?
Exactly. I'm trying to figure this out.
It's entirely possible, given how young Lancey is, that she has never heard of the Raven.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're hearing me just rattle on all this stuff about his various, things and the adventures and so forth. And, and to think, I sort of walk over and look at the domino mask, then look around. Okay, where is it? He says it's like a panel or a glass panel. So I see the bowler hat. I see the domino mask. Where's the coat?
Oh, it's all there. It's all there.
It's all there. Oh, I sort of look at it. I open the case up and take out the coat. Now, here's the question. Was Uncle built like me?
Roll luck. Tell me high or low.
I'm going to say hi.
All right. No, he was a slider, man. And then Louis. Mm.
Is this like bulletproof?
Well, you're looking at the fabric. It is definitely thick. You think it might actually be useful for like in a knife fight, but you don't think it's going to stop a bullet.
Mm. I look over at Lancia, look at it. Now it's too big for you. Hang it back up.
It's more Randall size, actually.
Yeah.
Let's wait till he wakes up.
Mm-hmm. I pick up the bowler hat and the domino mask and head downstairs. Poop. Slip on.
You gonna try and work on him some while he's out?
Yeah. He's on morphine right now. He's not going to wake up when I pick him up and take him to the table, is he?
Well, probably not. He's probably not feeling a thing.
Yeah, he's out. I mean, he's just out cold.
All right. So Now, I don't have a skill in this, but I am a boxer, so I have a little knowledge of fixing wounds and stuff like that. So he's probably got a big old purple bruise right now on his chest where that where he got hit.
Well, I'll tell you what helps is that the medical kit and the medical lab that you found have a number of textbooks, all very layman. Actually, they were like the textbooks that were used to train field surgeons in the war from people that were just laymen and trying to get them up to speed on doing battlefield triage. So it's going to help.
And I bet there's a convenient, there's a term for it, book stand. You know, not
of course, yeah, nearby. So I tell you what, make an instinct roll at half. If you can succeed at half, you'll be able to help him.
Mm-hmm. So my instinct is...
If I wake up screaming, you know you failed.
So I got to roll 32 or less. Nope. But not. It was not disastrous either. It's just...
Yeah, you can't do a lot more for him. I mean, it looks like he has a cracked rib or two. Doesn't look like it's completely broken, looking at the book and what to look for. So there's no bones protruding, but they're probably cracked.
Yeah, but the best I can do is get some plasters, you know, get some bandages around him to, like, kind of hold things in place.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can't do much unless you open them up and put in braces, and I ain't doing that. So yeah, cracked ribs are messy. You're welcome. Cracked ribs are bad because they always creak.
What the benefits of first aiding is that the character you're first aiding gets to make an immediate backbone check to see if he can reduce the wound level. Otherwise, you're waiting a few days to reduce a medium wound.
So even though I failed, he can still make a backbone roll? Or
no, not immediately. He's going to have to rest for at least the next 24 hours before he can make one.
Yeah. I put him in one of the bunk beds and, you know, put the blanket, take his jacket off carefully. I had to take his jacket off and then, sit him down, put the abdominal mask on his face and then put the hat on top of his head so the light doesn't bother him and let him find it out in the morning that I dressed him up like the raven.
Pleasant dreams, Mom.
Yeah. And this is the point, and I'm going, okay, maybe you should get some rest, Lancia, because someone's been coming here on a regular basis, and it was my cousin, but Chuck's a lawyer. He didn't know this stuff, how to fix cars, so there's got to be someone else helping him.
So, get some rest here? Is that safe?
We're safer than any place else in this town.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
There's some bunk beds downstairs. Get yourself a nice nap. I'm pulling a chair over and just looking at the door, waiting. I may fall asleep sitting in that chair, but I'm waiting for someone to show up.
All right, well, everybody get some rest as well as you can. Lancia, you're the one who's woken up. You hear the sound of, like, at first... You know, you're not sure what you're hearing, but it sounds like it's the sound of a motorboat.
Oh.
So everyone else is snoring. Louis was propped up on a chair trying to keep vigil, but he's asleep.
I'm going to go wake him up.
Mm-hmm. What? What?
Randall being hurt, you know, he might be a little bit hard to wake up, so.
Yeah.
That, it sounds like a motorboat.
I look at the stairs, screw it, jump, grab the pole, slide on down. land and go, okay. Get my hands out, and I'm just going to walk down to the hidden dock.
Okay. As you guys get down there, there is a motorboat that's tied off on... Your pier here, and there's an old man wearing like janitorial coveralls, and he's pushing a mop bucket up the quay, and he's got like a little harness over him that's got all kinds of cleaning chemicals and bottles here and there. He's got a workman's cap on. Guy looks he looks probably like he's in his late 60s. Walks with a little bit of a you know, his back's not very straight. He's hunched over. He doesn't even just blink an eye as he sees you guys standing there. He's like, Louis, well, give me a hand already.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know me? I'm looking at him. Do I know him?
Well, you probably don't know me. No, but I know you. Been keeping up with you. You had a promising boxing career going on there, kid.
Yeah, it's still promising, all right? It's not, you know, okay, maybe right now the heat's on me, so yeah. But,
well, if you're here, I'm pretty confident in saying that your boxing career is over, son. And he stops for a minute. He's got a big smile on his face. And he rifles around his pocket and he pulls out like an old photograph. It's a sepia tone photograph. And it's Christmas. Christmas when you were 3 years old. And it shows you there. There is a wooden car that somebody's handing to you. And you just got this big, you know, smile on your face. He says, and I'd like to think I was responsible for your interest in cars. Do you remember this toy, kid?
Oh, yeah. I ran that one until it came apart. Then I tried to fix it. Oh. Wait, I look up at him. Wait. Uncle Frank?
they don't call me that anymore, but good memory, kid. Come on, my back's not doing me any favors here. Help me with this. Who's the dame? And the Texas cap off.
I'm just standing there with my mouth wide open, and I'm not moving. You're dead.
Don't believe what you read in the papers. And are you going to introduce me to this pretty lady? He's taking off his cap, and he's
oh, this
looking
is,
over.
Yeah,
to
who is this?
This is the Raven.
Oh.
Uncle Frank Lamont. Holy shit.
Well, Louie here is a jackass. Would you mind helping me, lady?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I go over
okay,
there.
I
run over there. And no, I'm sorry. I yell and pick things up. And I'm going, you're pretty spry for a 60-year-old.
60. A bit older than that, I'm afraid.
Mm. No, you're right. You're 80, aren't you?
Well, just north of that a tad. Just a tad. Oh, come on. Floors need scrubbing. The seawater plays hell on the old lair if it's not kept up with.
Yeah. One of my friends, Randall Sage, he got your security in the door needs to be reloaded.
Sorry. I thought you had been better informed. How'd you get in here if you didn't know about that?
We found your son's papers.
Yeah. I'm afraid that he's truly gone. That was no staged act.
Yeah. If I, you know, with my extraordinary trivial knowledge running back, you were there at the funeral. You're the guy leaning on the shovel.
Of course. Couldn't leave my son without a proper send-off.
Pardon me, Uncle. I reach up and grab his hair. Does it come off?
It actually does, because he's bald beneath it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you had different color hair and a different style. I hand it back to him.
We've been seeing a lot of toupees lately.
Yeah, I look at him. It runs in the maternal line, doesn't it? Yeah.
Louis, what's got you involved in all this? You know this? And he kind of just waves his hand in general at the place around him. This was never supposed to be yours.
No, well, I looked... the jackets and coat. Who's your tailor? Those things are well made. How the hell did you get those made without someone going, oh, you're the Raven?
Friends, Louis, friends. There are a lot of people that know about the Raven. Raven needs a lot of support. Some of the geezers are still kicking.
Yeah, well.
There hasn't been a Raven in 20 years.
We've been shot at. Run down. We found all his papers. We know about, what's the name of the movie theater again? The movie company again that's doing this? My brain shot in that.
It's Paragon, I think.
Oh, yeah. Paragon Pictures. I bet they're backed by some criminal crime family. Everyone's dirty, far as I can tell.
My son was making a case for that. I told him it was dangerous work, especially since, with his family and all, and his daughter, he was never going to take up the mantle. He was a lawyer. He was doing my work, but he was doing it the legal way, I guess.
Mm-hmm. With some help from Dad, you know, thinking of the pictures.
I still have my eyes in places. Yes, let's see this friend of yours.
Yeah. We head back.
Oh wow! All right, Randall, make me a backbone check.
Ooh.
All right, so he did a crit success, which means you only needed to get, let's see, how far off is that from your backbone?
My backbone is 78.
Oh.
All right, that still gives it a normal rating. So you actually drop down to, well, you will drop down to a light wound in the next 24 hours anyway. You're still sleeping it off.
So what does he have to say about the stinking hat and mask that Louis put on me?
Yeah, he just kind of ignores it, chuckles a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. Well, don't know. I mean, I sort of stop and look at him. I have to know.
Why don't you kids finish off your sleep? I got some cleaning to do. I'll have some breakfast and coffee in a few hours, and we can talk about things. You figured out enough to get here, so I suppose I should give you a hand. You said you're wanted. You're laying low. I know your friend there has been in the papers.
Yeah. I mean, they saw me at the bank, and they saw me at the mortuary. For all I know, my place has already been turned over. You know, and maybe got someone watching where I work at Joe's. At Jones's.
Well, let's cut. He's going to let you all get a few more hours of sleep. Randall, you're going to come around to the smell of bacon frying. Smell of malted waffles being cooked and coffee being made.
That'll wake anyone from the dead.
Hi, I sleep well. Low, I'm just like, you know, the tossing and turning. Ah, I sleep well. Okay.
All right, so yeah, you guys meet in the kitchen, drawn by the smell of the food cooking, and he's laid out a pretty good breakfast of bacon and egg and ham and waffles.
So what does Randall say about the hat and domino mask? Just toss him on the table by me or what?
Sure. He probably looks in the mirror to make sure no one's drawn on his face.
Not that bad.
You've got a body cast on. You did had a cracked rib, so you know you're told you're going to need to wear that cast for a few days, keep everything in place. You do feel somewhat better.
Yeah,
good job, Louis. I'm actually impressed.
Not me, Uncle Frank. Randall Sage, Frank Lamont, aka the Raven.
I told you once, Louis. Raven's been dead 20 years. Ain't no Raven anymore.
Mm.
You're welcome to call me Frank, Mr. Sage. Glad to meet your acquaintance. So sit down. Have some breakfast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm. I look at him. Are the eggs the way I like them?
Yeah, he's got them scrambled. And the kind of scrambled eggs that take 10 minutes and they're really fluffy and light.
Yeah, and there's probably a jar of heavy cream, some bottle of heavy cream that he's probably used them too. Yeah, these are good.
Tell me your troubles, kids. I'll help where I can, but very little I can do these days.
Well, I'm pretty sure Louis couldn't stop talking, so you probably know the city's corrupt to the core.
So my son was saying.
Yeah, I think.
You know, the city's got problems. There's a lot of veterans without homes. There's a lot of families owing a lot of money to people that aren't bankers.
Yeah, we met some of those veterans under the bridge.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I still think we need to gather as much evidence as we can and go to O.J. Edgar. Because when he tried to talk to the state attorney...
Yeah, my son was saying something about that. Problem is, you're not going to see J. Edgar. You're going to see some of his colleagues first. To get to the man, you got to go through his subordinates. And we were never sure which of those were bought and which weren't.
Extraordinary trivial knowledge time. Well, that's true, but he frequents, and I name a bar. It was in a write-up in Time, or would it be one of those magazines? I was going to say Look, but Look's a little too late in Time. But yeah, it was in Time. They did expose on him. They followed him around. He frequents this one bar.
Might be. In D.C. He's still going to have security around him, though.
Yeah.
There's probably tons of it.
Someone, i.e. Lancia, should mention, but we can get FBI IDs.
Oh, yes, we can.
But I have a feeling that he has a select number. We're not Elliot Ness.
Well, my son's collected a lot of information, but he was never able to catch anyone red-handed, we'll say. Have you managed to find anything more incriminating than my son has? If not, I mean, all you got is a lot of circumstantial evidence here. A lot of people dealing with folks that are accused of being criminals, but never stood a day in court over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm wondering maybe would I feel better. We should take this problem into our own hands. The city needs a new raven. I look at Louis because I don't want the job.
What? I've got mouthful of scrambled eggs. What? I look over. Are you looking at me too, Lancia?
Let's just all look at him.
Frank laughs a bit. The raven's never been one person. If anything, the costume was more worn by the bullet catcher, and more often me than anyone else. The raven is, over my run was at least 20 different people, all working together.
Well, it's been 20 years, and can't be the raven anymore.
So what happened?
How about we get... Go ahead.
This is important, Louis. What broke? What happened to the system?
The war. The war, kid. Those of us that were doing the good job got drafted or signed up. A lot of us died over there. After seeing that much battle, nobody had the gumption to pick it up again after things settled down. We just closed up shop.
Yeah.
The place was a good place up to a few years ago until these movie people started moving in. All the properties being bought up and forcing everybody out.
I'm slowly chewing on. I can't be the Raven. Raven's been dead for 20 years. But it doesn't need a Raven. Doesn't need a scavenger. We need a bird of prey. I'm busy chewing. How about we need a falcon?
Why not an eagle?
Eagles are scavengers.
No. The raven is more than just a bird. It carries a gravitas. You know, it's just, criminals feared the raven.
Why not a bat?
My kids, you know why we made the thing called the raven? You know what he really did? It was all smoke and mirrors. It was all obfuscation. Had everybody thinking there was one person behind everything causing all the mischief and all the people getting arrested and the crime busted. It wasn't. The Raven was nothing more than a misdirection. Kept them from thinking that guy that did their books was snitching on them. That lady that cleaned out, you know, the stalls for them was snitching on them. That some of the cops weren't bought, that they were still good cops. It's all these folks who were really the Raven.
And there are still some good cops out there. Definitely not Tracy Davenport. Actually, we could stick with the Raven because, I mean, again, trivia knowledge kicking in. Native American trickster god. But I'm not wearing a headdress, okay?
Louis, totally sometimes wrong. You think too hard.
Does it need to fall, or?
That's what my mom used to say. Well, that does mean we got to make sure we got something to fit you, and I slap you on the back. I hear a little whine. Oops, sorry.
Okay, I'm obviously qualified for the bullet catcher job.
Kids, you wanted to start up the legend again. More power to you. I'll help you where I can, but I highly suggest that you build a new group. You find out who is on the take. You find out who is still honest out there. You find out who wants to make this a better place. You start that, maybe you'll have a raven again.
Detective Troy.
Better idea.
I don't think he was on the take. I think he's still one of those cops who's still a good cop. Got to find out, though.
We still got a bit of resources. I still got some cameras and some buildings around. Still got a few in City Hall. Got a few in key locations around. Got a couple of city civil servants to keep everything operational and keep them hidden.
I sort of look at him. You don't haven't got a line into the, I make a dialing motion with my hand.
There's still a few of the switchboard operators that, I can call a favor or two in. Most of us are all retired, though. That's why I'm saying you guys are wanting to do this. You're gonna have to start from pretty much scratch.
Yeah. We still got a town to clean up. You know, I look over at Randall. With Paragon in here causing trouble, they're coming here because, well, they can make movies here. I look over at Lancia. Now, it would be a shame if someone were to start telling a lot of these actors that they're being, you know, cheated and things like that, and that they may want to unionize.
Yeah, that would be an absolute shame.
Yeah. Feel a little wobbly? I say that, Randall.
Of course I do.
This is what Uncle Frank says. You could never tell a joke, could you? No. The Wobblies. Workers of the world.
Come again?
That was a movement back in the 20s, the Wobblies. The workers of the world. It was definitely a somewhat socialist organization with ties back to various Marxist groups. But still, it was they weren't a unionizing. There were some of the guys that unionized Detroit and got killed for it in the process.
That's an important point to remember there.
Yeah. Did we see, I don't remember, we saw Pinkertons, did we? Because Pinkertons are notorious as union busters.
Oh yeah, they're certainly around, but you haven't heard of any of them in this town.
Hasn't been a need for them yet.
Yeah, I think the second we mentioned the word, you know, United Actors Guild, they'd be showing up with baseball bats. Yeah. We got to make it unattractive to the Paragon. Also, I need to put in an appearance someplace, because they'll start wondering, where is this guy? He's disappeared. I sit back. I don't suppose you got any bulletproof vests, do you, Uncle Frank?
Not bulletproof, but you got some material clever seamstress put together that will, if you get a stray shot on you, it will deflect it a bit, but won't do much for a head-on shot, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, like the one from earlier.
Yeah, I need a chicken at Jones. I look at the. So we got two. Do you have any other vehicles we can borrow? Because we can't take the doozy, and we definitely can't take what's a good name? Give me a name for the car. What's a good name?
Well, we should steal from the classics and just call it the Black Beauty.
There you go.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, but I can't show up in the Black Beauty. Wait a second. Do you live on the coast?
There's a small island out in the harbor, actually. It's a nature preserve. I got a cabin out there.
But you still go shopping in town, which means you got to have a car.
Usually get taxis the Black around. Beauty. But I tell you, a family's not without resources. He takes you over to one of the walls that have some pictures and some, black and whites of some of the derring do that the Raven did. And he moves some of them aside, and there's a safe behind it. He dials the combination out, just clearly so you can see it, opens it up.
Mm-hmm.
And inside are gold bricks. Some gold coins, some bearer bonds, and a couple of stacks of some cash. Now, most of this stuff I got from various criminal organizations over the years that I broke up.
That explains how you can afford all this.
Yeah, and we're in good keeping. I look over at Lancia and Randall, thinking about the big pile of cash we got in the trunk of the car.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Runs in the family. That'll
certainly help.
War chest I held back. I was hoping that one day my son's daughter might be interested in this place. I don't know what for. I mean, times have changed so much. I don't know that having an icon like the Raven would do much good anymore, but it's a nice place.
Yeah, you know what? I think we can do something with it, Unc. I think I need to, I still need to go stop by Jones so he knows I'm still alive. And then Miss McGillicuddy's apartments. I'm looking at the guys. You guys got to stay here. If they're looking for me, they're going to find me.
Well, feel free to use the phone. It's routed through a number of switchboards. They'll never be able to trace it back to this place.
I'll give Miss McGillicuddy a phone call. I'm worried more about her than about Jones. So I call my apartment up, see if I can get her.
Yeah. Somebody answers and gets you in touch with her.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Miss McGillicuddy? Mrs. McGillicuddy?
Louie! Louie, you know, the first of the month's tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get that to you ASAP. Has anyone stopped by to see me?
You hear her yelling into kitchen, probably talking to some of the other residents.
Matthew said there was some police officers by.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it's probably about my cousin, you know. They're still investigating his death. I got my fingers crossed while I'm saying that.
Well, they didn't leave no message.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure you get make sure the rent gets to you as soon as I can. I look over at Uncle Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just smiles.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll stop. Got some things coming up, and I won't be back for a while. So, but I will make sure your rent gets delivered to you. No worries on that, Mrs. McGillicuddy.
Oh, you've always been a good tenant, Louie. If you need a day or two, I can let it slide. Are you in any kind of trouble? I mean, we got police here all the time, but they never come for you, Louie.
No, I have done nothing to warrant their intention. Both fingers are crossed at this point. Anyway, I'll give the cops a call and find out what they wanted to talk to me about. And anyway, you take care, Mrs. McGillicuddy. I'll be stopping by probably later this week, or I hope. Anyway.
Oh, all right, Louis. Matthew, does that pie have your name on it? Then what's it doing on your plate?
She hangs up.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we'll cut it there for this session. So we're setting things up where, well, you guys have some things to figure out how you are going to leverage the legend of the Raven, or if you're not, you have some resources now.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Mind blown.
Well, I mean, at some point I was going to inject the superhero element into it. I mean, that was like from the get-go what I had planned. It just took you guys forever to get to this point.
Actually, I'm okay with that because we've bonded as a team by not having a superhero crutch.
Yeah, we are regular people. And
yeah. Yeah, despite the fact that I'm a prize fighter, I'm the nervous Nelly of the group.
Yeah. Also, I was trying to have Frank give you some possible pointers that, you know, that possibly the Cape Crusader route is not necessarily the way to go. That was always misdirection. That was never what was actually going on.
Yeah. We'll take that take that advice in hand, but still.
Or in the ribs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well,
it might be interesting.
I've got to give your character some more stuff to do. I just feel so bad that you talk so little.
No, that's just how I am.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to put you in behind the wheel of the Black Beauty.
Oh, yes, of course. I was kind of assuming we would.
Yeah. We need to get you an outfit. Black chauffeur's outfit, you know, with a domino mask. Kato.
But yeah, hopefully you guys make some plans as to how you want to do this. We are on episode 5, so we're going to try and wrap in episode 7 and then do an episode 8, which is usually the postmortem and breakdown.
Yeah, well, we
It should be, yeah. Very interesting.
We may want to do a time skip, maybe, because yeah. We got to get Randall on this.
You guys are
Randall on the mend.
Are welcome to throw some ideas in the Discord channel as to what your characters might be doing to find people that are trustworthy enough to bring in to this organization and that really want to clean up the city. And then we can just make some rolls and then say time's passed and this has happened. To shorten some of that.
Sure.
Yeah, I might.
That'll work. Yeah. So that way we don't have to worry about getting
shot as much.
You have a lot of fraternity brothers who are on your side, don't you?
And clients. So,
and clients.
With fingers
and
crossed.
And a new generation. Too. Yeah. And Lancia, you knew, how can I put this politely? You knew the other side. You had the other bunch of people you probably knew as well.
The thing you're looking for is the other side of the river.
Yeah. And I was a boxer. I might know a few other boxers.
Next session, if each of you can think of like two groups that you want to reach out to and maybe detail how you would find the trustworthy people, we'll make some rolls. And then you can tell me who those people are and what kind of influence they have.
Well, I know one person I want to check out, even though, because he didn't try to kill me. That's good Detective start. Troy. Detective Troy. He didn't try to kill me. He might actually be a good cop.
Well, we'll see how it works out. If we do it next week, you guys need to kind of move quickly on some ideas as to what you want to do. To build your organization. If it's going to be a while, then you'll have some more time to think on that. And we can do a lot of that online through Discord. And then I'll just do a synopsis at the beginning of the next show as to what went on.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Feel free to do so. And we can compress a lot of stuff with some roles. And then, as I said, we can just do a review at the beginning of the next as to what happened. But with that, we'll go ahead I've already ended the recording really, but I'll say good night and we'll call this a game.
With this revelation, there's only one way to end this. Join us next time. Same Raven channel, same Raven time.